Thank you for contacting on Max Health. My name is Shayla. Now, please have your first and last name.
Your name is?
Shayla.
Shayla, hi. My name is Rose Badakliaka. I'm a little bit confused and upset. Months ago, I had ordered your product. It came with two bottles and a little like travel kit with a few of them in there. I tried the one whole bottle for the most part. There might have been two or three left. It did not work for me. I've been on prescription for years, and I thought I could get away from it. I even tried having melatonin with it because I happen to have some in my home. Now, somehow, a second shipment came to me without my knowledge. That got sent back to you.
Okay, ma'am, I can
please
check
talk to
your
me?
Account for you.
Yeah,
can you
check,
spell your last
please.
Name?
I'll spell it. It's difficult. It's B-A-D-A-G.
Okay, let me see.
B-A-D-A.
D as in dog or B as in boy?
No, B as in boy, hon. I'm so
B,
sorry.
A.
Yeah, I'm
B
just so
boy.
Upset. Yeah, B-A, then D-A.
D-A.
B-A-D-A. You want more?
That's the last name, or?
Yeah, that's the last name. B-A-D-A-G-L-I-A-C-C-A. It's a difficult one.
All right, thank you for that. May I have your first name?
Rose.
Okay, may you verify your billing address?
My billing, P.O. Box 506, Larchmont, New York, 10538.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for that, ma'am.
What do you find there? What was the original order? What date?
Okay, so I showed that you had the Omax Stress Remedy. It was a hemp blend. It was a 3-month supply. You get that every 3 months. And I see that as of October 22nd.
But he never told me that. He never told me that. And all of a sudden, I got a second one. Hello? 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 Something's wrong. There's all static.
Yes,
okay,
and I show that this account here was canceled due to an expired credit card, but that was
what?
Back on August 22nd is when this account got canceled.
Well, I had called, but I don't know why it would be by an expired credit card. Can we go with what date did I get the first one? The first shipment.
Let me see. First one looks like it was April, and then it reoccurred in July.
Yeah, but he did not tell me that he put me on some kind of recurring.
Yes, and that's the only way that you're able to receive this as
$109.99. What's $109.99?
July the 13th, and well, actually started the account for the $109.95. That was a 3-month supply every 3 months. That was April 9th.
Okay. So that was one. And
yes,
that
ma'am.
One, I have a full bottle that's never been opened. And I have the vacation little packet. Never touched that one. That's from the first April 13th.
Yes, ma'am. And
so,
then you got another one July 13th.
I got something
where
on July
13th. Where you was to receive that one July 13th. But I think that one basically got sent back. I'm not sure.
Okay. So, how much have you guys charged me for all of this?
As of right now, you just only got charged $109.95.
One time?
Yes, ma'am.
For the original one? Okay, but I have a bottle to send back to you, and it did not work for me. So, how do I take care of this properly?
Well, it's nothing that you need to do, ma'am, because this is just canceled. And the bottle that you have, I would say... How were you taking it?
How often at night?
I'm saying, are you taking two?
I was taking two. It wouldn't, and I even then, after a couple of weeks, I said, this isn't working for me. I added melatonin, and it still wouldn't get me the sleep I needed.
Okay.
So,
so
I just
basically,
went back to my prescriptions.
Right, yeah. Some customers have problems with just sleep aid, but... The only thing I know that is going to start triggering when you first start taking it is just to help reduce down your stress. It basically helps restore your sleep. Some customers even decide where they start increasing their dosage. So most customers take like one around about 5 and 6 o'clock, and then they'll take a total of two before they go to bed. And that has helped a lot of customers. But
tried that a couple of times, the two. I couldn't find a difference. I would like my money back, and I think it's fair.
They already refunded you, actually, $109.95. That's why I said it's nothing that we can do. Your first shipment was the $109.95, and that's way out of your pocket because you are to receive it. We are to return it within 60 days, and at this moment, we're not returning anything. So you actually was
you're
already...
Not, you're not returning zero. Anything?
Well, the customer isn't returning anything.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
The customers aren't returning
refunded.
Shipments.
Okay, if you're saying I got credited $109, that's because you charged me a second time $109.95, correct?
You were to receive another shipment for July, but that looks like that order was canceled, so basically it never got charged to you due to your credit card being expired.
How many times have I paid you, though? Once?
You only paid
the
once,
April?
Ma'am.
April.
You paid April, and that's way out of your pocket for returns. You're able to return it within 60
days. Wait a minute. What do you mean way out of my pocket for returns?
Okay. You only have 60 days to return a supplement that has been shipped to you.
Okay. And what's the reason behind that?
The reason for July, the reason why nothing was charged to you is because your card expired in July of 2020.
So you're saying, even though this doesn't work and I have a full bottle and the vacation pack, I can't return that to you?
Not your first shipment, ma'am. That's, like I said, that's past due of your shipment.
Okay, I'm going to go to the Better Bureau of Business.
Days.
Okay, I'll go to, you sure there isn't anyone else I can speak to?
Yes, ma'am. I'm more than happy to tell you that you're not able to.
Because you should at least give me half. Back, if anything, being that I did take the one bottle.
Yes, ma'am, that's April. We can't do anything about April, ma'am. If it was July, then I can probably try to assist you. But, you called in.
Okay, I'm going to Better Business Bureau with this, okay? Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thanks for calling.